When Melissa Elmore styles hair at Wildflower Court, the tunes are always playing.
Your hair curls really nicely.
Elmore curls the blonde bob of a nursing home resident in her 80s. At times, they both sway to the music. They talk about family and dancing. Elmore is wearing a blue face mask. But besides that, you wouldn't know that a global pandemic is going on, or that the nursing home has been closed to the public for more than 3 months. Elmore says creating this calm environment for the residents is intentional.
The one I just got done with, she always claps her hands and smiles real big and kicks her feet because she's so happy.
Styling hair isn't Elmore's normal job at Wildflower Court, where she's worked for more than 10 years. She's an assistant social worker. She handles things like resident admissions and Medicaid renewal. But because of the coronavirus, outside visitors like beauticians can't come inside the building. So Elmore temporarily adopted the role. She says for residents, it's about more than getting a refreshed hairdo to look good.
Even before this hit, it was something that was like a routine that happened every single week. And I didn't want them to have to miss that.
Nursing home residents are missing a lot right now. They're having to rely on video chats or window visits to stay in touch with their families. But another big thing that's different, the many activities that typically occupy the rest of the day have been affected as well.
It's really important to have that thing that you can look forward to.
Melissa's spouse, Kirk Elmore, works at Wildflower Court too. He organized activities around the time COVID-19 struck. He says the pair have taken added precautions to prevent contracting the virus and bringing it into the nursing home. Kirk hasn't been inside a grocery store since the nursing home closed its doors in early March. And like Melissa, he's trying to help residents fill their time with things they normally like to do.
We're not doing something big and with a lot of people, but those interactions that we have, those real meaningful moments, is really nice.
That can look like staff bringing a cup of coffee to a resident's room and chatting for a bit, rather than a group meetup. Sing-along sessions have been replaced by watching YouTube videos. And religious leaders aren't coming in to lead services. Those are streamed live. Then there are changes to another sacred activity.
Bingo is one of those things that you just don't, you know, typically mess with on the calendar because it's so important to our residents.
So instead of one big game, there are now two bingo games each day, which allow for smaller groups. Recently, dozens of people tested positive for COVID-19 at a nursing home in Anchorage. That hasn't happened in Juneau. But Elmore acknowledges this can be a stressful time for nursing home staff, too. To cope with that added stress, Wildflower Court created a chill-out space for staff with essential oils and relaxing lighting. Elmore says it's a good place to pray or meditate on why the job is important. His spouse, Melissa, summed it up best.
Just to make sure that our residents are happy and safe and know that they're loved and being taken care of.
In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.